Chazal, Masechta Tainus Daf Hei Amud Aleph, teach us Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis. And the Chasam Sofer tries to understand why, from all the others, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, does the Gemara specify that Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis, that Yaakov Avinu lives forever? Why not the other others? And he explains that we find, particularly in our parasha, Parashas Vayechi, the concept of Achdus, the concept of unity amongst the children of Yaakov Avinu. And because this, we find this concept that Yaakov Avinu's children lived be'achdus, lived with unity. That's why, says the Chasam Sofer, Yaakov Avinu was Zoicha, was the one that had the privilege, the Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis. Torah says that there was, at the beginning of the parasha, that Yaakov Avinu calls for Yosef, and as Yosef comes, Vishtachu Yisrael Arosh Hamita. Yaakov Avinu bows down in gratitude to Hashem. Why does he bow down in gratitude to Hashem? So Rashi explains, Ashehosu mitosa shleim v'lohoi by Rosha, that Yaakov Avinu amongst all of his children did not have any child who was Rosha. Shrei Yosef Melechu, Yosef was the king of Mitzrayim. Void Shenishbil Ben HaGoyim, he was kidnapped amongst the Goyim. V'arei Oymer B'tzitka, and he's still the great Tzaddik Yosef. And I saw that the Sefer Yalas Chayin says that indeed this is a wonderful experience that Yaakov Avinu thanked that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he was Zoicha, that his son Yosef should be who he was even after everything he went through. But why specifically at this time did Yaakov Avinu realize and recognize that's something that he has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? So he explains that after Yaakov Avinu requested from Yosef that Yosef should take Yaakov to out of Mitzrayim, to Eretz Yisrael, to Maris Machpelah, to be buried, and Yosef says, Anoichi Esa Kedvarecha. And Chazal explained that Yosef was saying to Yaakov, K'shem she'atesh batani, just like you made me swear, la loyschel Eretz Yisrael, that I should take you up to Eretz Yisrael for burial, kachash bia as b'ni, so too will I make my children make a shvua or oath, shialo oisi l'Eretz Yisrael. And Yaakov Avinu started to think Yosef, that he was asking Yosef to take him immediately or soon after his patira to Eretz Yisrael was something that Yosef could easily fulfill. As we just said, Yosef was in a very important position in Mitzrayim. But by the time Yosef was Nifter, Mitzrayim was a land from which Jews cannot leave. So why was Yosef Avinu thinking that his children should take him out of Mitzrayim after he passes away? Obviously, Yosef meant, understood Yaakov, after the 210 years that we will be in Mitzrayim, that's when Klal Yisrael will leave Mitzrayim and they should take the body of Yosef with him. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Beis teaches us the Atzamais Hameis, the body of a person who passes away, Nirkovim, this decomposes Venasa Ofer and becomes earth. The only person who is spared from that is someone who doesn't experience Kinah, somebody who isn't jealous of other people. Yaakov Avinu, when he saw that Yosef, when he heard Yosef HaTzadik make this declaration, Anoichi Esa Kedvarecha, Yosef Avinu being confident that even after 210 years, his bones will not decompose, that was a proof to Yaakov Avinu that Yosef, even though he had so much to be upset with his brothers about, he didn't have this midah of kinah. He didn't have this midah of jealousy in him. And he, therefore, his bones will be whole even after 210 years. When Yaakov Avinu heard that Yosef has this incredible midah, that he doesn't have kinah, even though he has good reason to be upset with his brothers, he doesn't act that way. For that, v'yishtach v'yisrael arosh hamita. For that, Yaakov Avinu praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he was zoicha not only to have children, tzaddikim, but tzaddikim that don't have any kinna, that don't have any jealousy one towards the other. And with that, we could understand how in this week's parasha we also know the pasuk says, Yaakov Avinu says, B'chol Yevorach Yisrael, Yisimcha, Kelekim, Kafraim, Kemenasha. And Rashi says, Habal Levonach Ezbonov, in all future generations, if somebody wants to give a bracha to his children, Yervachim B'brachasai. He will use the nusach, he will use the version of bracha that Yaakov Avinu used. And he said, we know every time we give our children a bracha, we say, Yisimcha Lekim Kefraim Kemenashim. And of course, Mefarshim asks, why did Yaakov Avinu choose Ephraim and Menashe, who were his grandchildren? And yes, as we learn in this week's parasha, they were included in the Shvatim, but that doesn't make them greater than the other Shvatim. So instead of saying Yisimcha Lekim Kefraim Kemenashe, why don't we say Yisimcha Lekim Keruvei V'Shimon? Says the Sefer Megid Yosef. Yaakov Avinu saw an incredible behavior by Menashe and Ephraim. Yaakov Avinu puts his right hand on Ephraim, not on Menashe, who was the Bechor. We don't see that Menashe should get upset. It really belongs to me. I'm the Bechor. Menashe doesn't say a word. Yosef does try to get Yaakov to change his hands. And we don't see Ephraim saying a word. We don't see Ephraim saying, why are you more interested in my brother's well-being, in my brother's bracha, in Menashe's bracha, than in my bracha? That would be very often the reaction of a son looking at his father. Why are you more interested in favoring that son than me? And again, Ephraim doesn't say anything. When Yaakov Avinu saw the behavior of Ephraim and Menashe, that they learned how to live in peace and harmony with each other, Menashe is now looking for what Ephraim gets. Ephraim is happy with what Menashe has. That's when Yaakov Avinu gives Klal Yisrael the best bracha they could ever have. Yisimcha Lekim Ephraim Kemenashe. The theme of our parasha we see is the theme of Achdus. If Klal Yisrael wants to survive, and Klal Yisrael wants to grow, even in the time of all future generations, Yaakov Avinu said, if you'll have Achdus among yourself, you will be able to survive, you will be able to grow, you will be able to prosper. And that's why Yaakov Avinu Lameis. If we want to have that continuous Chaim, we have to have that continuous Achdus.